Evening, buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
Oh, Maxie, I tell you what, working from home, it's
especially it's something,
when,
isn't it?
When you're on the radio and you got your wife's coming in trying to find something in the office.
And you're saying, how many times have I told you I'm on the radio?
But it's her office. Here's the problem. It's her office. So she's like, hurry up and get out of there because I got work to do.
I've been there, done that, buddy.
You're playing around on the radio. I got real money to make.
I got real money to make. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So Vikings tonight, the good news for the Vikings, a lot of their defensive people that they've been missing will be playing tonight, and that should help.
Yeah, Kendricks and Barr, notably, and Patrick Peterson, their cornerback. That's big time, getting those three players back. You can win a game by itself with that. And then, the guy that really hasn't performed is Pierce. And last year he opted out because of COVID and he had asthma. And then this year he played and he's been injured and back. And I don't think they've been thrilled with his performance even when he's available. They thought he was going to be a big, beefy run stopper, and they're still waiting for that. But they've got him, and they've got Tomlinson sitting there. And DJ Wanham has played decent lately, defensive end. So they've got a few things going for him. Ben Roethlisberger is an interesting, veteran quarterback. A few years ago, I was flying somewhere in the Minneapolis airport, and as I'm walking through the line, it was one of those moments where you're going, why do I, familiar. Yeah. God, that guy looks familiar. Why do I know? And as I get through, I realize it was Roethlisberger. and nobody's coming up to him, and nobody, it was kind of funny because here's this, Super Bowl champion quarterback that we all know, but if they're in a setting where you don't expect to see him, nobody was coming up and asking for his autograph or saying there's Roethlisberger because he looks like just another guy. He's just kind of one of those big, kind of dumpy,
dude,
just a big guy. But and as I walk, I go, God, that's who that is, And it was kind of funny because he just walked, pretty much unencumbered through the airport.
Yeah, he is a big dude and not exactly a guy you look at and say, boy, there's a pristine athlete,
Exactly. Like you looked at him and you say, whoa, that guy is made for, and it's not like the NBA team where, guys are 6'9 and 6'10. He just looks like a guy.
Underappreciated too. I mean, the guy's won two Super Bowls?
Is it two? Yeah, it was in two. Yeah, yeah, and you know,
yeah, two times.
Kind of manages a game, but he's kind of a playmaker, and you know, he's somewhere in between that. You know, he can win a game by himself, and he just won't get you beat kind of guy. And but he's tough enough to make plays because of that body that we were talking about, and he's not afraid to make plays. And you know, Mike Zimmer was talking about he probably doesn't use his feet as much as he used to now, but he's not afraid to, and he's not afraid to take you on. And so you have to account for him in terms of your scouting report that way, because he will leave the pocket.
And we talked about it last hour. It looks like Dalvin Cook may play tonight.
Yeah, that would be a big help to them. He obviously, when it's your shoulder, we were talking about this the last hour, you won't know until game time, probably until you get hit there, as to how it reacts. But that's why they have the medical experts. If they say that this, you know, you're not going to damage it any further, then it's okay. And then everything else you really don't have to worry about, because, you know, a running back is a position that's played with your legs primarily. And if his legs are good, he should be just fine. And then, you know, Madison backing him up is obviously he ran really hard against Detroit. And you've got two good running backs there. You're still missing Thielen as a playmaker. But the bigger thing is they're missing Darisaw and at left tackle. And then they got to move everybody around on that offensive line. And the offensive line is just okay to begin with.
On to Gopher football, I asked Mark Coyle this last hour, and because I'm on an email chain that you might be a part of as too, it's a group of hardcore Gopher football people, one of whom may be a relative of mine, and they were I was part of an email chain yesterday complaining that, you know, the Gophers beat Purdue, they beat Wisconsin, yet Purdue's in Nashville at the Music City Bowl, Wisconsin's in Las Vegas, and the Gophers get to go to Phoenix. Do you think they got slighted on that? Or whose job is it to make sure, you know, the Bulls pick which teams they want? And is it up to the schools to, you know, market themselves?
Well, you know, market may be the wrong word, because it's flat out, you can check the attendance on the bowls the teams have played in, you know,
right.
and how well did they draw. And so that's a function of your fan base and whether they show up or not. And I don't know if, you know, Phoenix would be appealing to get from a Minnesota team, because there's a lot of snowbirds down there, you know, from Minnesota as your base. But Purdue is probably close enough in proximity to Music City Bowl. I remember going to Music City Bowl this is just hard to believe still, when the Gophers beat Alabama there.
Yeah.
And I remember being there, and Alabama was going through some, you know, mediocre years by their standards. Mike Shula was the head coach, and the place was, say it holds 70,000, it felt like it was 67,000 Alabama red, and then, you know, some of that maroon and gold blended in over here in the corner, you know? And they beat Arkansas there as well. They beat Houston Nutt there as well at that same place. So I think that's probably, when you looked at all things considered, it was a function of how they travel. Wisconsin travels pretty well everywhere that they go.
Yeah.
And Vegas would be tailor-made for a good Wisconsin crowd for sure. So, yeah, I do think it's because they don't travel. But the other piece of that is that, you know, if you go to the Music City Bowl, you're playing Tennessee. Well, I can get excited about that. West Virginia at 6-6,
exactly.
They're really kind of a bottom of the Big Ten, you know, back half of the Big Ten kind of a team in terms of their ability. And you know, not that that's the Gophers' fault, but I think Gophers will just pound it down their throat and beat them.
Gopher volleyball, big match today against Baylor.
Yeah, well, at 2:00 they play, and that kind of strange. I don't know if what kind of volleyball trivia buffs we have out there, but I can't imagine it's ever happened before where the Gophers have played Baylor twice in the same year, both times at the University of Wisconsin. They played them in August, and that was at the University of Wisconsin as part of a conference shootout, and now they end up in the Sweet 16 in Madison playing them again today. I don't know. Do we have any records on that, Adam? Have you checked it?
I'll get back to you, and I'll have you an answer.
Put the hammer on that one, okay?
Hammer gave me a good one today. The last time that the Vikings have beat the Steelers on American soil.
On American soil.
1995.
And
it's been a while.
Bill Cowher stuffed. Remember they had one of those printouts where the referee had screwed something up. As it went to halftime, Bill Cowher stuffed it in the referee's pocket as he walked off. And I don't know if this is – I asked Hammer to – Todd Bauman might have been the quarterback that day. He had a couple of really good days as quarterback, and I don't know why I'm having a flashback that he might have been the quarterback that time. And, of course, Todd is out in Buffalo, Minnesota now, and he works for Game Face, and he teaches quarterbacks. And he's got a son at Iowa State, Aiden, who's been waiting to play, but they got that Purdy kid who's played so well at quarterback. But his son, Aiden, was as good a quarterback at the high school level as I've ever seen in this state. The way that he is spot on, of course, with a father that played 15 years in the NFL. So if he's a backup at Iowa State, Purdy must be really good, because I keep waiting for this kid to get his chance, because I just, what I saw in high school, he was at a different level.
We'll watch you tonight partying with all those tailgaters on TV, Maxie.
We will have fun. Any tailgaters out there, best food is what I'm looking for.
There you go. Mike Max, his sports update brought to us by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Banker Real Estate. 848 News Talk 830 WCCO. Back to recap the show next on WCCO.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game, but from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.